Spirit of Volunteerism Focus of Incoming Newport Beach Mayor. Newport Beach, Calif. Outgoing Mayor Noah Blom welcomed incoming Mayor Will O'Neill and Mayor Pro Tem Joe Stapleton during the recent annual Newport Beach Chamber of Commerce Mayor's Reception and Volunteer Award Ceremony, held at Back Bay Bistro at the Newport Dunes Waterfront Resort. The December 12 event, which drew a crowd of more than 150 attendees, was held in appreciation of the outgoing mayor and welcomes the incoming mayor and mayor pro tem, as well as honoring select chamber volunteers. It's an honor for the Newport Beach Chamber of Commerce to host the mayor's reception and volunteer award ceremony each year, Chamber President Steve Rozanski told the Epoch Times. It's part of our mission to be the premier business and civic organization in Newport Beach. Mr. Rozanski served as the MC for the event, calling select chamber members to the podium to be recognized for their volunteerism and support of the organization. Awards were given to Ambassador of the Year, Ryan Magdaleno, Navigate Young Professional of the Year, Samantha Dalby, and Chamber Ambassador Lawrence Jones and 2021 Ambassador of the Year, Gerald Tudio, who each received the annual Silver Anchor Award. The Newport Beach Chamber Ambassadors play a vital role in representing the Chamber to the public and are highly visible emissaries of the business community, Ms. Tudio told the crowd. Before introducing the new mayor and mayor pro tem, Mr. Rozanski invited outgoing Mayor Noah Blom to address the crowd. It's been fun, we've had a really good time, Mr. Blom said. I honestly think that is one of the most important things to bring to anything, as you should have a good time doing it. And, I am so thankful every single member of our council has their own style and energy that they bring to everything they do. I think that's what makes good government. Mr. Rozanski then introduced new Mayor Pro Tem Joe Stapleton, followed by incoming Mayor Will O'Neill, who served as mayor for the first time in 2020 during the COVID-19 lockdowns. Mr. O'Neill reflected on his tenure, which has included acting as mayor pro tem 3 consecutive times and now twice as mayor in 5 of his 8 years on the council. Talking about his first time as mayor during the pandemic, Mr. O'Neill lauded the city staff for standing tall during the crisis and continuing their hard work over the last several years of recovery. He also emphasized the importance of thanking the many volunteers throughout the city who are there when needed, sometimes never being noticed, or receiving recognition for all that they bring to the fabric of the community. We're really a fortunate and blessed community, Mr. O'Neill said. So, to that end, one of the things I'd really like to do in the coming year is continue to recognize the volunteerism that has come to personify this community. We don't know what the next year will bring, but I am confident that whatever it brings, we have helpers, Mr. O'Neill continued. We have a lot of people in this community that have stepped up. They are the behind-the-scenes folks, they are the ones that run towards danger, they're there when folks are grieving, they are the helpers. The more you thank people like that, the more it multiplies, so we're looking forward to a year of recognizing helpers. The City of Newport Beach operates under a council-manager form of government, and its 7 city council members are elected by district but voted on by the population to serve a 4-year term. Every even-numbered year, either 3 or 4 members residing in separate council districts are elected by the community, and annually the council chooses one of its members as mayor and one as mayor pro tem for the coming year, with the mayor serving as the presiding officer of the city council.